Good afternoon. Let's go ahead and get started. This is a public rulemaking hearing held in accordance with the State Administrative Procedure Act, specifically Section 24-4-103, Colorado Revised Statutes. The day is March 31st, 2008, and the time is 2:03 p.m. We're meeting in the Secretary of State's Blue Spruce Conference Room on the second floor of the Office of the Secretary of State, 1700 Broadway, Denver, Colorado. My name is Bill Hobbs. I'm Deputy Secretary of State, and I'm conducting the hearing on behalf of Secretary of State Mike Kaufman in accordance with the rulemaking notice that was published in the Colorado Register on March 10th, 2008. By way of introduction of the other people at the table with me, to my right is John Gardner, Program Manager for the Voting Systems Certification Program. To his right is Maury Kneiser, Deputy Attorney General. To my immediate left is Andrea Geiger of the Secretary of State's Elections Division. And to my far left is Christy Hebert, also of the Secretary of State's Elections Division. The purpose of the hearing today is to receive comments on proposed rules, amending new rules and amendments to rules of the Secretary of State's election rules. There are a number of amendments. I think I'd like to kind of, for the record, go through a summary of some of those changes before I turn it over to public comment. We do have, by the way, several written comments that we've received, and for anybody who wants to testify, there are sign-up sheets on the table by the door. I do want to mention that the original March 10th notice of rulemaking contained a draft of the proposed rules, and then there was a revised draft March 24th, 2008. That is also available on the table by the back door. So again, if I could just kind of run through the changes very briefly for the record. The proposed rules would repeal Rule 2.7.1 in order to avoid repetition or confusion with Rule 30.3.2, which also deals with the ID requirements for voter registration. There's a proposed new rule 2.12 that deals with the voter registration of address confidentiality program participants as required by section 24-21-201 et sec of the Address Confidentiality Program Act. New rule 2.13 would allow county clerks to destroy paper voter registration records if the documents have been digitally recorded in the voter registration database. Amendments to Rule 11 dealing with voting systems are intended to clarify requirements for any device capable of producing the trusted build hash value of the firmware or software. New Rule 12.1.1.2 requires or is intended to clarify that the mail ballot secrecy sleeve or the secrecy envelope or the voter instructions in any mail ballot or mail-in ballot election that they must inform the voter that accessible voting systems are available and provide additional relevant information. New Rule 12.3.2.1 deals with a situation, a controversy, or an issue that's been around the office, the Secretary of State's office, for some time about the circumstances under which the Secretary of State should review mail ballot plans of home rule municipalities. And the proposed new rule would provide that the Secretary of State will review the mail ballot plans if the home rule municipality affirms that its charter does not contain provisions or procedures that are different from those in the mail ballot law in the state election code. New Rule 13.13.1 clarifies that the mail-in ballot application requirements, or clarifies the mail-in ballot application requirements when a county clerk and recorder may process those applications when the information is incomplete. Amendments to Rule 15.3 clarify the circulation or the deadlines for circulation of initiative petitions when a measure is on appeal to the Colorado Supreme Court. Amendments to Rule 43.8 pertaining to security procedures clarify that additional tamper evidence seals for the voting unit case are not required when the hash value of the firmware or software can be displayed or printed by the device as verified by the state certification process. And additional amendments to that rule impose a new requirement where the trusted build hash value of the firmware or software can be displayed or printed on the device. New Rule 43.11 is intended to provide some alternative mechanisms for local governments that wish to utilize county election equipment. And the purpose is to maintain the chain of custody requirements that appear in Rule 43. And the new rule proposes four options available to the clerk and recorders. Amendments to Rule 45.5.2.3.19 change the voting system battery life requirements from 3 hours to 2 hours in order to reflect consistency with the Federal Election Assistance Commission direction in the voluntary voting system guidelines. And then finally, new Rule 48 relates to challenges to voting pursuant to Section 1-9-203 and clarifies that an election judge must offer a person challenged a regular ballot when he or she answers certain questions satisfactorily. So with that background, I would like to turn to public testimony. I think I have several people signed up. And so maybe I'll start with Rachel Allen. If you would come forward, identify yourself and who you represent, and give us your testimony, please.
Hi, my name is Rachel Allen. I'm a staff attorney at the Colorado Municipal League. I want to very briefly express why we support these proposed rules, specifically Rule 12.3.2.1 and Rule 43.11. Both of these rules address situations that are either difficult or confusing for municipalities. The rule about the mail ballot election plan for home rule municipalities, before it was very confusing because by statute municipalities have to have their mail ballot election plan approved by the Secretary of State. Some municipalities that are home rule in their home rule charter have the authority to deviate from state statute and have to have control of their own elections. With this declaration saying that there's nothing in their charter that deviates from state statute, the Secretary of State is able to certify those mail ballot election plans. And also this clarifies that there's no onus on the Secretary of State to go through and become intimately familiar with each 96 of the home rule municipalities' charters if in fact they do deviate from state statute. So we thank you for addressing the situation with this particular rule. I also want to very briefly express our support for Rule 43.11. In this particular rule, where municipalities, cities and towns in Colorado are a member of this class of jurisdictions that oftentimes do not own their own election equipment, and because there are finite resources, cannot afford their own election equipment, and are oftentimes in the situation where they lease, loan, or rent election equipment from the county. And in this particular situation, it still allows for municipalities to be able to lease, loan, or rent equipment from the county clerk, choosing one of these four methods. So that's why we support these two rules in particular. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And I appreciate the fact that the Municipal League has worked with the Secretary of State's office on both of those rules to arrive at what I think is a satisfactory compromise and something that's workable. So I do appreciate the work on the part of the Municipal League.
Great. Pass that on. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Uh, Martha Tierney.
Thank you. I would like to address my comments to the new proposed Rule 48.
Martha, if I may ask, are you just for the record, are you representing?
I'm here on behalf of the Democratic Party.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead then.
My comments are around what I think are some ambiguities in the language in this new proposed Rule 48, particularly 48.1.1b and 48.1.2b. And what I'd like to highlight is that the language about it being absent from the state, I believe, can be read to mean, were you absent at any time during the last 30 days? I think it's ambiguous. The use of the word during suggests that you could have gone away for a weekend during the last 30 days and that you would then fall into this category of being absent during the preceding 30 days. And what I don't want to see happen is that people, election judges who may not understand what this rule is trying to get at and read it literally, make people who answer that question, yes, I went away for the weekend, then cast a provisional ballot. That is the concern, both in 48.1.1b, where if you answer, no, I have not been absent during the 30 days, or 48.1.2b, yes, I have been absent during the 30 days. Maybe there is a better word, just maybe for, or some other word that wouldn't connote or couldn't be interpreted to mean at any time during those 30 days.
And I was going to ask if you had a suggestion, but...
Well,
but,
I think four might work. For the 30 days immediately preceding, or all 30 days, or something.
Or the entire...
Or the entire period, 30-day period, okay. Immediately preceding.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else?
All right.
Thank you very much. Is there anybody else who wishes to testify? I don't have anybody else signed up to testify. Awful silent. Well, with that, and I don't know that there's any questions or any further discussion, I think what we'll do is leave the rulemaking record open for additional written comments. And I didn't actually, I don't know that I have a firm time. I think under our schedule, we could leave it open till, I don't know, through the end of the week. I'm sorry.
Should we get a week?
If we were to leave it open until through the end of this week, would that wouldn't adversely affect the schedule, I don't think. We have to, under the APA, we just have to work it into adoption, getting an AG opinion, and then submitting it for publication. But I think we'll be okay if we leave the record open till the end of the week. So we'll do that. If there are any written comments, please submit them to the Secretary of State's office by 5 o'clock on Friday, preferably directed to Andrea Geiger. And I think that concludes the hearing. And thank you for coming and for your comments. The time is 2:18 p.m. Thanks.
I have a poor hearing.